It's always important to clean up after yourself, and in this case, it's no different. We've used a lot of memory as we've made our dictionaries, so we need to free all of that space up by unloading our dictionary. Let's talk about hash tables first, and remember that hash tables are simply arrays of linked lists. So let's talk about an example of freeing one single linked list. Here I have a variable cursor, which is a node pointer that, in this case, is pointing to the head of a single linked list. And so, while my cursor is not null, I'll set a temporary node pointer to the same node that cursor is pointing to. I'll advance my cursor to the next node after that, and then free the temporary cursor. Take this sketch, or perhaps draw one of your own, and try to see if you can figure out how exactly I'm freeing that whole linked list without ever losing any nodes. Here I have cursor, a node pointer pointing at the beginning of a linked list. So while my cursor isn't null, I'm going to set another node pointer, a temporary one, that points to the same node that cursor is pointing to. I'm going to advance cursor to the node after that, and then free the node that my temporary pointer is pointing at. Take this example, perhaps sketch it for yourself, and figure out exactly what's going on. And then remember that you'll have to free every single linked list in your hash table. Moving on to the try implementation. For the try, we'll want to unload from bottom to top so that we don't lose any nodes as we go along. So I want you to travel to the lowest possible node, freeing all of the pointers in that node's children array, and then backtrack upwards, freeing all of the elements in each children array until you hit your root node. Here, you might find that recursion comes in handy. Once you've finished implementing unload, then go ahead and compile your entire speller file. From there, if you run Valgrind, then with this command, it'll run speller against the text file of your choosing, and then it'll check for any potential memory leaks. If Valgrind passes, then great, you've successfully unloaded your dictionary. If not, then Valgrind will give you indications as to where the potential memory leaks are. Now, before I leave you to tackle this problem, I just want to give you a few tips as you go along. The first is to pass in a smaller dictionary than the default. By default, Speller will use the large dictionary, but there's also a small dictionary that you can use. You can also even make your own. Lastly, pen and paper are going to be your best friend. I want you to draw out your dictionary, no matter what implementation you've chosen. Draw out your nodes, how they all fit into one another. If you've chosen a hash table, then what does your hash table look like? And how does your hash function work? Maybe explain it to a friend. No matter what, how do new words get inserted into your dictionary? Where are all of these arrows pointing? As you go through, no matter what your implementation, you want to make sure that you never lose any of your nodes. So I want you to take this whole problem piece by piece. Implement small snippets at a time, and then we'll put them all back together. In all, we've just done a pretty cool and rewarding thing. Congratulate yourself because you've just made your very own spell checker. My name is Zamyla, and this was Misspellings.